This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody, to another edition and another hour of Auto World. My name is Bob Long. In this hour of the program, we're going to be spending some quality time with the gentleman who we have on the broadcast quite often. He's the publisher of Consumer Guide. Tom Appel is standing by, and we're going to be talking about some of the cars that have gone through the office, so to speak, at Consumer Guide outside in suburban Chicago. And we've got some really cool ones to talk about this week. We'll also do some looking back at some history, and we always have fun anytime Tom is with us. Telephone wise, you can get a hold of us. It's 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or via the email, bob@autoworldradio.com. Let's waste no time. Let's go to the guest lines and bring forth the man himself. Here he is, the publisher of Consumer Guide, Mr. Tom Appel. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Bob.
Great to have you on board here. Sorry, my voice is a little under the weather. I'm going to a voice doctor on Thursday of this week, so that should be an important appointment for me. But I'm excited to talk about some of the cool guys and some of the cool cars that you've got on the website recently, going through the paces at Consumer Guide. And let's begin by talking about the 2019 Ford Shelby GT350. Of course, the Shelby GT500 has been announced, and it's been put out there price-wise. I don't know if people are ordering them or when the time date is for the official rollout of that vehicle. Do you know that, Tom?
It's fairly soon. Our guy, Rick Cutta, I think is driving that in the next week or two. So we'll have some news about that. But I think it's on sale fairly soon after that.
Very good. But this is a very cool ride, and it's great that Ford, of course, has got the Shelby GTs in their lineup. This is the first time since the 1960s that we have a GT350 being sold alongside the GT500. The GT500 is going to be the most powerful vehicle ever sold by the Ford Motor Company, at least to date. And this Ford Shelby GT350 is no slouch, with quite a potent and quite unique engine. This is a 5.2-liter engine. They call it the Voodoo engine, Tom.
Yes, and there is some magic to it, so I'm okay with the Voodoo name. It's a 5.2-liter V8. It's naturally aspirated, but puts out 526 horsepower. So we've got 100 horsepower per liter without any sort of aspiration assistance. No supercharger, no turbocharger. That's just raw, high-revving power. This car has a red light of 8250 RPM and a rear axle of 373, which is an old-school low axle. So there's all sorts of spinning happening really early. And the result is a car that is just insanely live. It just likes to spin. It likes to rev. It likes to drive. It's easy to drive. It's remarkably handleable, if that's a word. But it is all sorts of lively and fun. And it just kind of reminds you of cars before electronics. It's really just a delight to drive.
And even though it reminds you of cars before electronics, it too makes use of a lot of modern stuff, including the capability to quiet or quell that rather exuberant exhaust. My buddies out in California, Motor Trend, have told me that this car is one of their favorites in the canyons and in the desert mountain areas that Motor Trend does some of their of-the-year testing, and the thing was just reverberating off the walls out there. And I haven't had the chance of driving this one yet, but I've seen them in traffic, and they're not rumbling too bad, but I've heard a few accelerate, and that's where the magic happens, because it's got a different type of crankshaft. It's got the kind of crankshaft that you would find in a Ferrari or a Lamborghini.
Yeah, the flat plane crank is an interesting thing, and I think it's a mystery to most people who don't fully appreciate exactly how an internal combustion works. But instead of having points at 4 points along the compass, it's just on 2 points. And this does a couple of things. One thing, it reduces what they call gas evacuation resistance. But the other thing it does is reduce mass of the crankshaft, so the engine spins a little bit more freely. But it does result in an incredibly unique sound. It's somewhere between a traditional Mustang and a Porsche 911. It's a very interesting sound that is very unique to this vehicle.
And this vehicle, which is only available with a manual transmission, is not going to be treated to the dual clutch that we'll see in the GT500, but I've heard that that manual transmission is quite a gem.
Yeah, no, it works just fine. Actually, any Mustang has a great manual transmission if you order it that way, and this one's no different. It's beefed up a little bit to handle the torque and horsepower of this engine, but it flicks very nicely through all six gears.
The base price on this vehicle is $59,140. That's not including a destination charge of a little over $1,000, and it's not including some other stuff, including a gas guzzler tax, unfortunately, of $1,300. The vehicle that you had also had the electronics package. I want to talk to you a little bit more in detail about that, and the handling package. And we would also should point out to our listeners that Ford actually builds a race model for folks who are into actually racing their Shelby GT 350 models. It doesn't have a back seat, and it's got a more adjustable suspension, and it has carbon fiber wheels. But for a manufacturer to offer that is quite cool in 2019.
Yeah, it really is. And that's the kind of thing, too, that if you were to buy one of these cars and you're thinking about sticking it into the garage as an investment, that's the model you want. The rare version of a rare car is the way to go. But a lightweight version of this must be a joy to drive on the track, and I have not had that opportunity, but it must be great.
The mileage isn't, it isn't horrific. We've got 14 city, 21 highway, and 16 combined. So even though it's got the gas guzzler tax, I mean, it's nothing compared to the muscle cars of yesterday, and it's certainly, that highway number is not too bad.
No, it's not. That's actually almost reasonable fuel economy.
Yeah. And it's, like you say, a very free revving engine, and this one is sold quite well for Ford, and they continue to upgrade it, including this electronics package. I'm a bit of an audiophile, as you know, and I'm curious to know how that Bang & Olufsen stereo. Years ago, I used to have arguments with Ford about the former shaker system, which was in the Ford, which was an okay system, but I always used to beat them up about, why don't you put something premium in here, something Bose-like or Harman Kardon-like, and you've done it with a Bang & Olufsen unit. So is it possible to enjoy some great tunes along with that great engine?
Yeah, it's funny you should ask that. The exhaust system is so much fun to listen to on this car. I didn't listen to too much music, but it is a much better audio system, and I'm with you. I remember the shaker system. It was loud. That was the nicest thing you could say about it.
Exactly.
It was not good.
No, definitely not. And one of the things that prevented me from buying a new Mustang years ago. We'll take a pit stop for some important messages this sauna world.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMS Oil throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMS Oil's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
My email is piling up here with questions about the vehicle we're talking about right now with Tom Appel, the publisher of Consumer Guide, ConsumerGuide.com. And the vehicle in question is a 2019 Shelby GT350. And a number of people want the bottom line. I kind of gave part partial pricing, but when all is said and done, $64,385. That is a little pricey, but I'm sure the GT500 will be at least $10,000 to $20,000 more. And I, like you, Tom, am a big fan of all the Mustangs, including the EcoBoost with either transmission and the GT with either transmission. This is the first, what I call, sexy Mustang. The styling really grows on you, and certainly in this configuration, Shelby GT350 style, you get a lot of aerodynamic aids and all-inclusive look just for the Shelby GT350. You won't mistake this for the GT.
No, you absolutely won't. And, yeah, about the styling, this is going to age really well, I think. This is just a really classic-looking car. There's not a lot of surprises here. It's just, it's incredibly graceful and thoughtful styling. It looks sporty. It also looks sort of timeless. I think that this is, unlike the Camaro, and I like the Camaro a lot, I just think that 10 years, 20 years from now, we're going to look back and really appreciate what they did with this, with the look of this car.
Yeah, I would agree. Definitely. I see quite a few Mustangs on the road. They must be selling them at a pretty decent clip. I'm happy to see more people getting into the Mustangs. And, of course, Ford has made the big decision to stop making traditional back passenger cars, but the Mustang will remain in the stable.
Yeah, it will be the only car Ford builds in a couple of years, which is an amazing thing to think about. You know, this car was so darn popular back in 64 and 65, and it's never been out of production, and it's going to be the last car that Ford built.
That's great. Got a question here from Peter in Montana. Wants to know about the seating. Does it have power Recaro seats? What kind of seating does the vehicle offer? Tom, what did your test vehicle come in with, the Recaros?
I don't remember if we had the Recaros or not. My apologies. I do remember that the seats that were in the car, they were power. I want to say they were power, and they were very, I'm a big guy, so they were a little restrictive for me. They're very severely bolstered, and I think the other guys at the office really like them. If you're a big guy, you're going to want to try this car out and see what you can do about the seats. You may find the seats a little restrictive.
Yeah, and I believe they are Recaros, and I'm glad to hear that that you could fit in there, and it allows for some flexibility, because the score that you gave in the big guy and tall guy department, this vehicle didn't do horrifically bad. Let's see, I believe you gave it a B-minus.
Yeah, and I would go higher if it weren't for the seats. The Mustang is surprisingly functional as a passenger vehicle. Front seat passengers are going to do just fine, and it's relatively easy to get out of, despite the fact that it looks low. And the back seat is not a punishment zone if you have to put people back there. It's not a good four-passenger car, but in an emergency, any Mustang is actually a pretty functional car.
Yeah, no, it's true. And for short trips, or if you're on the smaller size, or for children, it works out pretty well. Unfortunately, the Camaro is not as roomy in the back seat, nor is the Camaro trunk as large as the Mustang's trunk. Not saying that the Mustang's trunk is very large either, but nevertheless, this vehicle is a vehicle you can use as a daily driver and be your grocery getter if you're fortunate enough to do so.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's move on to some other vehicles that you've had in the office recently. Hyundai has a new version of their Veloster, and it's a vehicle that's very popular in my area down here in Florida. It seems to very much catch the eye of just the type of buyers that Hyundai imagine. A lot of younger folks, females, males, both are buying this. But with this vehicle, they've gotten a little bit more serious about the sporty side.
Yeah, they really have. There has been a turbo Veloster available for a while, and that used the corporate 1.6-liter turbocharged engine, which is fine. It's no different than the engine that you'd find in the Kia Soul and a number of other different Hyundai Kia products. But the N, which is new now, is stuffed full of turbocharged goodness. It's a 2-liter turbo that you may have seen in the Optima previously, but it does a remarkable job of transforming this car. It's good for 250 horsepower or 275 if you get the performance package, which is $2,000 and comes with other goodies. And it really transforms this car. If you're a fan of the Volkswagen GTI, that's sort of the feel here, but this is tuned a little bit more aggressively. It might be a little less playful and a little bit more of a serious performance car, but it is really fun to drive. It sounds good. It's still fairly practical for people who don't. The Veloster has one door on the driver's side and two doors on the passenger side, which is an interesting nod to functionality. The roofline kind of gets in the way of rear seat passengers making too much use of the car, but that's not really what the end's about anyway. It's all about fun, and for under $30,000, you get an awful lot of performance vehicle.
Yeah, it looks like you guys had a fun time with this vehicle and driving it both in city and highway driving. Stylistically, they've given the N model a little bit more of a serious look as well.
Yeah, they have. The wheels and tires got bigger. There's less paint work. It is serious is a good word for it.
Let's move on to another very interesting vehicle that you guys have had the opportunity to check out in recent days. This is a Jeep, and this is a Jeep that you're not going to see every day. It's a kind of a special edition model of the Jeep Gladiator. Tell us all about this particular model, Tom. It comes pretty loaded.
Yeah, we drove the Jeep Gladiator Overland. This is Jeep's all-new midsize pickup. It is based on the Wrangler, and from most angles, it looks like the Wrangler, but it has a pickup bed. People have been clamoring for it, and apparently initial demand is very strong, and in a lot of ways, it's a better vehicle than the Wrangler. The longer wheelbase helps to improve the ride, and kind of stabilizes handling as well. It is interesting because we had a lot of conversations about how they were going to position this vehicle and whether or not it would cannibalize sales from the Wrangler. Well, as it turns out, they've actually priced it and positioned it above the Wrangler. That's what's going on here. We drove the Overland, which is the top trim level, and it does get pricey. The total out-the-door price of the vehicle we drove was almost $56,000, which seems like a lot of money for a Jeep. You can do one for less money, but this is fully equipped. And if this is what you're looking for in a Jeep, you're probably not going to be disappointed.
Absolutely. We'll talk a little bit more about this Jeep truck. A very interesting vehicle, the 2020 Jeep Gladiator Overland Edition. After we take a time out for some important messages, you're listening to Auto World. We're live all across North America on great radio stations and on GCN Live.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
House flies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar said the Trump administration has set a goal for 300 million doses of the coronavirus vaccine to be available for the American people by the end of the year. And he explains how they're going to get that done.
It's a goal of what we're going to mobilize the entire U.S. government and private sector to achieve. You know, these drug companies and vaccine makers, they all said it's going to take this amount of time because they're using their traditional approaches. The president said that's not acceptable. So what we're doing is wringing the inefficiency out of the development process to make the development side faster to get to safe and effective vaccines.
Face the nation. Azar also defended the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, which is part of HHS, from criticism related to coronavirus testing, including the Trump administration has launched Operation Warp Speed to speed up the development and distribution of the vaccine. This is USA Radio News. As millions of out-of-work Americans file for unemployment benefits, some of that money is reportedly going to a foreign crime ring, as we hear from USA's Chris Barnes.
The New York Times is citing a memo from the U.S. Secret Service saying agency investigators believe a well-organized group could be operating out of Nigeria. The report claims the group may have personal data on millions of people, from Social Security numbers to other information that was obtained through earlier hacking events. The coronavirus relief money are then being directly deposited by a state's unemployment office into scam accounts that the ring has set up. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
New York City hit its goal of 20,000 coronavirus tests per day 1 week early after partnering with a walk-in clinic. Mayor Bill de Blasio announced the city is working with CityMD to add another 6,000 tests per day across the 123 urgent care centers across the city. CityMD will also cover the testing for the uninsured. This is USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Thank you so much for joining us here today. Tom Appel is with us in this hour of the program. He's the publisher of Consumer Guide, and we're wrapping up talking about the 2020 Jeep Gladiator in Overland trim, and that means it's got all the goodies, all the luxury goodies inside, and there's no question that Jeep thankfully has upgraded the Wrangler interior, and when you equip it with all the luxury accoutrements that you get in the Overland package, it actually becomes a much more hospitable place to spend time. There's no other way to say it.
No, that's a good description of it. It is very nice inside now.
And again, this vehicle's a little bit pricey, but I'm sure it will find its buyer and its niche. We should tell folks about the convertible part of this. This is a vehicle that has a removable top, and you can do some really cool things with that. Explain, Tom.
Yeah, much like the Wrangler, the Gladiator has a removable roof. So you can do two fun things with the roof. You can go body color or another color if you go with the optional roof. And you can remove the panels. So you still have the side rails, but you basically have an open top. And it's very much a convertible experience if you go ahead and do that. You still have some rollover protection from the sidebars. But you can also, like a Wrangler, remove the doors, which gives you an even greater open-air experience. So if you live someplace where there's a lot of good summer dry weather, this is the kind of vehicle you might really enjoy just for cruising or driving out to lunch or just getting some sun.
very good description. For those of our listeners who haven't taken the time to visit the blog that you guys put together, it's called The Daily Drive, and why don't you explain to folks a little bit about what your mission is for the blog and talk about some of the cool things that you can find there.
Yeah, ConsumerGuide.com is where all of our new car and used car reviews live. We've got virtually every car you could buy, you might be interested in, listed there. But to go beyond that, visit the blog. We try to have some fun with what's going on with car culture. If one of our guys takes a drive in a car and writes an extended length review of that, that lives there as well. We try to get, we love old advertising, so every now and then, maybe once every 2 weeks, we'll put together a collection of classic old car ads. And we also explore the mysteries of what's going on in the car world, like what the heck is mid-grade gas? That's an article I put up there last week. But that's the kind of stuff that's on the blog. Even if you don't love cars, you might love our blog.
Yeah, absolutely. There's something for everybody. I like the alternative universe 1950s Rolls-Royce designs. There are some real lookers in there.
Yeah, our ex-publisher, our publisher emeritus, Frank Pyler, who's still associated with our old car magazine, Collectible Automobile, loves to draw. So every now and then he puts together a collection of these really wild fantasies that explore what a car might look like had the designers from another company gone to work on those. And this time he looked at the Rolls-Royce vehicles from the 50s and 60s. It's absolutely a blast to go through.
There's some very cool drawings, and you can check that off. Check it out at thedailydrive.com and just hit the blog and go to consumerguide.com and just hit the blog section, and you'll be in good shape. And you can read about this gasoline story. What prompted you to put this one together?
I'd actually recently done a piece about top-tier gas, which is another mystery. But if you go and buy gas, you might see stickers for top-tier, and you might wonder what they are. And I'm not sure that all manufacturers and retailers are all that inclined to really involve themselves with the top-tier program. It's not as promoted as heavily as it might be. But I think a bigger mystery is mid-grade gas. And I decided to look into that, and I found out that about 7%, maybe 6% of all gasoline sold in the United States is mid-grade. So very few people are actually using it. So just a little research into it. It turns out there's only a few cars that actually use mid-grade as recommended by the manufacturer, and they're all FCA products. So it is the Jeep Cherokee with a 3.2-liter V6, any of Chrysler or Dodge's rear-drive cars with the standard 5.7-liter V8 attached to an automatic, and a few Ram pickups with the 5.7. Those are the only vehicles in America for which a manufacturer actually recommends mid-grade.
Huh, that's interesting. FCA has got a slew of vehicles, though, so I can understand why they're making it. Speaking of FCA, you guys put up a really cool story about some of the models upcoming for 2020 for both Chrysler, Dodge, and Fiat. And let's begin with the news that if you love the Hellcat Challenger, well, guess what? Now you can get yourself not only a Hellcat Challenger wide body, but also you can get a Hellcat Charger wide body or a Scat Pack wide body. And it looks pretty cool, Tom.
Pretty cool. Actually, I think of the entire Hellcat wide-body SRT 392, of that entire group of high-performance rear-drive Chrysler products, I think the Charger with the wide-body might be the looker of the group. I think that's just the most sort of dignified, muscular, high-performance, and slightly European looking of the group.
Yeah, and definitely can't argue with the performance of that amazing Hellcat engine, but I'm also glad to see the folks at Dodge offering the Scat Pack with the 485 horsepower, 6.4-liter normally aspirated V8, which is just a sweetheart of an engine. And you can get a special Daytona version. And to show, Chrysler does this a lot, FCA does this a lot, they go back in history, and sure enough, this anniversary Charger Daytona, they're making the exact same number that they made all those years ago with that big Superbird wing car.
Yeah, there's no huge wing on this, but it is a nice tribute. And the Daytona name, I think, has been missing from the Dodge lineup for a few years now, so it's nice to see that back.
And other interesting stuff, I found it kind of an interesting marketing move that Chrysler has decided to split up the minivan market by keeping, you know, what they've got, and there is an awful lot of good with the Pacifica, but they're adding a more fleet-esque model, and it's no doubt for marketing, but a little bit of a surprise move. I didn't see that one coming.
No, it's really interesting because what had been rumored, and I don't even know if people know that Dodge still builds the Grand Caravan, which is on the previous generation architecture. It's built at the same factory as the Pacifica, but it is an older generation, and Dodge is still selling that in the same showrooms with the Pacifica. And I thought that that would have been their fleet car, and that would eventually go away. But they must be selling enough of those that they still want those available to consumers. So their response to protect the resale value of the Pacifica is to sell a discounted version of it called Voyager, which is fleet only next year, to fleet customers that they can discount slightly and maybe decontent. So you'll be seeing those showing up used in a couple of years, and they might be really good used van values.
And other goodies here for 2020 from the folks at FCA. If you love the Challenger, and I'm one of those folks, you can get, as usual, just a million different combinations of packages. And I understand for 2020 they've put in some new wheel designs, which are definitely welcomed. Another vehicle, of course, much beloved by lots of folks is the Chrysler 300. It's been rather quiet lately, and there had been some rumors circulating around that perhaps it was on its way out, but I'm happy to report that it continues, and there's a red S appearance package that looks pretty cool.
It does look good.
When we come back on the other side, we'll wrap up with what's coming up at Fiat for 2020 and lots more with Tom Appel. This is Auto World. I'm Bob Long. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of LicoChops, get the third bottle free.
New improved LicoChops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, six extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try LicoChops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us. Next week at this very same time, we're going to be talking to Representative of Lincoln. They've got a big anniversary they're going to be celebrating with the Continental, and also we'll be joined by a representative of DriveShare by Hagerty. And speaking of that, Auto World is brought to you in part by DriveShare by Hagerty. Whether you're a longtime car lover or brand new to the community, DriveShare unlocks the joy of driving fun and cool cars by securely connecting car owners with renters. Through DriveShare's car sharing platform, renters find cars that bring out the awesome in every moment. List your car today to start earning some extra income if you're a classic car owner, or rent. Maybe you want to buy one and you just can't see yourself popping for it, but maybe you'd like to take one out for a day or two and see what it's like. Do so, and I'll save you a little bit of money. Use the special code AUTOWORLD. That's AUTOWORLD, all caps, and just visit DriveShare.com to browse, choose, and cruise. There's some really cool vehicles available for rent there. We're back with Tom Appel, publisher of Consumer Guide, and we're talking about what's new from the folks at Fiat Chrysler Automobiles for model year 20. About the wide bodies have come to the Charger lineup. We've talked about the minivan. We've talked about some of the other vehicles, but a couple before we move on to Fiat. It's amazing to me that the Dodge Journey continues to stay in the lineup, and you still see them out there on the road. What's the story behind the story on that?
Apparently, it just sells well enough that they continue to build it, even though they've committed nothing to updating that particular vehicle. Now, for 2020, they've wildly simplified the lineup. The V6 engine is gone. There's only one or two trim levels. So the vehicle is on its way out slowly and gradually, but I think it does fairly well for FCA and fleet, and I think that there are cost-conscious shoppers who will still cross-shop this against other vehicles and think, all right, this is kind of a deal. The thing about the Journey is it is a good package. Even though it's growing a little bit dated, it makes very good use of space, and there's some seating functionality in there that I think will work well for small families. So it's not to be discounted, but it is growing old, and compared to something like a CR-V or an Equinox or a RAV4, it is definitely dated.
From the Fiat side, we have to say goodbye to the 500, the normal small 500, the 500C, which was available both in coupe, a convertible, and a Barth versions, and there was a Gucci version as well. Boy, over the years, I've driven so many of the 500Cs, and for a while there, they weren't doing well at all, and then for a while there, they were doing good, but I'm happy that they're keeping the other 500s in the mix, the larger model, as well as probably the best player of the bunch, the 500X. But what do you think? Are you sad about seeing the 500C go away?
I guess I'm sad. This was such a soap opera. The whole thing was, I think that most people who knew anything about the auto industry kind of thought that bringing in these cars and branding them Fiat was kind of a mistake. And the second part of the mistake was requiring FCA dealers to set up a separate franchise with separate physical locations to sell these cars. So you had a new brand, new locations, and a brand that, if people remembered it, they probably didn't remember it in the U.S. very fondly. So the deck was stacked against these cars from the very beginning. And it's kind of a shame because the little 500 was kind of a fun, plucky little car. There was the 500E, which they still sell in California and Oregon. That's the electric car. That was fun to drive. The Abarth was an absolute hoot to drive. It sounded great. It was light on its feet, and that was great. And it was a pretty good semi-convertible. The C or the Cabriolet, you know, retained the side pillars, but the roof receded back into the back. And it was a good open-air experience without a lot of the compromises of a convertible. These should have sold better. And I've argued before that had they brought these in and branded them as Dodge products, they'd still be around.
That's a very interesting take. The other Fiat, of course, is the 124 Spider, which is a collaboration with the folks at Mazda. I've seen a couple of these on the road recently and have been impressed with the execution of the styling differences. Of course, it has a different engine and a different, somewhat different interior. But for 2020, you can get an Abarth version of the Spider, which should be fun. And boy, those are Barth 500s. They were real kind of little nasty cars. It's hard to describe.
They were nasty, and they sounded nasty. And in this world where everyone's got a fun tuned exhaust sound, the Abarth really stood out. It sounded aggressive to the point of being evil. It was a great sounding exhaust note.
Yeah, absolutely. So luckily, the folks at Fiat Chrysler continue to do well. And, of course, we should give a little shout-out, too, for the Durango from Dodge, which I'm seeing a lot of the SRTs on the road, folks who want to combine sportiness, high performance, and they don't want to go for the AMG or the M-Badge products. They want something a little more all-American. SRT branded Durango is quite a vehicle.
Yeah, I've always been a huge fan of the Durango. It always struck me as something of a cross between a BMW X5 and a Chevy Tahoe. It was a really good size. It rode and handled incredibly well. The assembly quality seemed top-notch, and it was quiet. It was just a good vehicle. For a big family or someone who needed to tow something small, this was a nice compromise crossover SUV. And it just never got the love it deserved.
I couldn't agree with you more. What let's talk about a vehicle which is now in its, I believe it's third generation. Hard to imagine that, but it's the Kia Soul for 2020, and you guys had the opportunity to take out for a test drive the GT line turbo, and it sounds like it's got some pretty impressive performance gear.
Yeah, the turbo's nice, and this is the Hyundai Kia's corporate 1.6 liter turbocharged engine. Works very well, fitted to a dual clutch transmission, and it's a nice match. We happen to have a vehicle in the office while Damon Bell, our senior editor, was on vacation, where he had actually arranged to drive in the identical vehicle when he was on vacation. So I was in the Chicago area commuting while he was moving around his wife and two kids in California through the mountains, and we both came away very impressed by this new generation of the Soul. The big updates now are a nicer interior, much larger, much more usable infotainment system with a bigger screen. Generally a little bit quieter. The only thing this vehicle really needs for just huge acceptance is probably all-wheel drive, and that is on the way at some point in the next year or two. But it's still relatively affordable, even in turbocharged form. But if you have a small family or you just want something that's relatively functional, that doesn't take up a lot of space and is easy to park in a garage or a parking space, but still need room for four people, this is a great car. And I think a lot of people know this because it sells well, but it should be on your shopping list.
Very good. You guys also had the opportunity to take out for a ride the 2019 Ram 3500 Laramie Longhorn. And, boy, just Ram as a brand seems like it's on fire. I read the other day, I don't know if it's 100% accurate, but what I read was it's right now the Ram is outselling the Silverado and has slipped into second place. So if that's true, congrats to FCA.
Yeah, and Ram earned it. The new Chevy is very nice. In fact, I'm driving a Silverado right now this weekend. But the Ram interior is tough to beat. There's a couple things about the Ram 1500, including the independent rear, the coil spring rear suspension, and the beautiful interiors. Now, this is a 3500 dually, so you're back to leaf springs and back because that's just what you need to move that kind of stuff. But Dodge doesn't skimp on the interior. This interior is as nice as any of the half-ton trucks. And the leather treatment of this vehicle is over the top to the point of silly, but if you own this thing, I think you're nothing but proud of your truck. there's some wonderful things. The seat back pockets actually have stitching with little buckles. It's beautiful. It's hard not to love this. I feel silly being taken in by this, actually.
That's understandable, no question about it. And this vehicle, price is tested $73,150. And definitely, folks, go to consumerguide.com, check out the daily drive, and check out the interior on this truck that we're talking about. You're going to get a huge kick out of it. Tom Appel, thank you so much for your time, my friend. We will do it again real soon.
Okay.
Always a pleasure.
Thanks.
That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. My name is Bob Long. Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.